it is beyond the mind and senses at that time to become aware and realize the formless. This is something so abstract, coming back to your question. So this is why the avatars and the sages come to the play. They embody so that through their rapport or contact for those that are seeking, it makes it easier for them to develop that love between this student and the teacher, in case, like it was for me. And this love begins to start comprehending the formless, because the concentration goes to the love, and love is formless. So it gives us really good idea how to perceive the formless, the truth. And therefore, this is why, time to time, they reincarnate, so that they can point us to ourselves. Any other sharing? I'm going to recite, if you know it, you can come in with me. Gayatri mantra.
No.
No? And so you don't know it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Sing anyway.
And this mantra is, that's the first time I ever brought up mantras in this, our classes. It's very beautiful because it prays that our fog of ignorance be removed by the rays of sun, that we are free from the past and the future, that the influence of outside influence cannot touch us. And it goes like this. Om Purvavasuvaha Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhargo Vasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhargavasavaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargava Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaste.
Namaste.